Good evening.
Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
Right. Tina, you on?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, we're going to go ahead and get started. We're going to turn it over to you for our opening selection.
Okay.
Before we get started, take this opportunity to mute your phones. Okay, Tina.
All right. There are some things I may not know. There are some places I can't go. But I am sure of this one thing, that God is real, for I can feel Him in my soul. Yes, God is real. Down in my soul, yes, God is real, for He has washed and made me whole. His love for me, His love that you go. Yes, God is real, for I can feel Him in my soul. God bless you.
Thank you, Tina. Okay, our opening prayer tonight will be done by William A. Jones.
Let us pray. Heavenly Father, Father, we thank you first for life, health, and strength. We thank you for being our source of life, Father. Father, we thank you for the blessing that you, God, each and every day, God, that you pour upon us, God, and not just us, Father, but each and every one that's on this line. Father, we just thank you, God, for caring about us, Father. Father, we thank you for being an encourager to us, Father, and we should be for us. Father, we just thank you that everything that you brought us through for this day, God, and this day is the only thing we can be concerned about is just getting this day through this day. And, Father, we know that everything that we need, you prepare for us to be able to do that. Father, we just thank you for the night, for many blessings, Father, that we already laid at your feet, Father, and we continue to water those prayers, Father. Mm. Father, we just thank you, Father. For each and every one on the line, Father, there's so much going on in this world, but Father, we know who's greater than everything that's going on, Father. We know who we can go to for strength. We know who we can go to to be encouraged. But guidance, Father. Father, we just thank you, Father. Our desire, Father, is only to be pleasing to you, Father.
Yes.
And Father, thank you. Father, give you praise, glory, and honor for this night, for Father just loving and holding on to us and keeping us, Father. And, Father, we thank you for it. And, Father, I ask this and all in Jesus' name I do pray. Amen.
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 Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Thank you, May. I'd like to welcome everybody back to Thursday Night Bible Study, where we're going to continue our lesson with Talking with God. Tonight, our teacher is going to be Reverend Maddie, and we're going to turn it over to her.
Praise the Lord. Good evening, everyone. Thank you
for
your prayers, and thank Minister Street for blessing us on last Thursday night. And as she shared with us about being fruitful, staying connected to the vine, and who the vine is, and who the gardener is, the keeper of the vine, I came across a lesson that Dr. Charles Stanley had taught, and I wanted to continue in that vein tonight as we share with you God's guide to a fruitful life. And our sole purpose as believers is to please Him and to be fruitful. Our scripture will be from Proverbs 1 through 4. Proverbs 3, verses 1 through 4, it reads, "My son, forget not my law, but let thy heart keep my commandment. For length of days and long life and peace shall they add to thee." Verse 3, "Let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Bind them about thy neck. Write them upon the table of thy heart." And verse 4, "So shall thou find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and men." Amen. We bless the Lord tonight as we share with you this word, because, and you read that, go back and read that, it's so much in there. When we abide by the word that God gives us, and follow the leading of the Holy Spirit, there are so many things that we can expect to come forth. The Lord told His disciples, "I am the vine," and it said, Minister Street blessed us so much last Thursday night as she began this, down this course. And he said, "I am the vine. You are the branches. He who remains in me and I in him, he bears much fruit." And if we go and read that, it's in John 15 and 5. And as we read that scripture, we find out if we don't bear fruit, then we are cut off, and it said we are thrown into fire. So as born again believers, we have been told in Deuteronomy 8 and 1 and 2, he tells us that also to keep the commandment and be fruitful. So it means we're supposed to share the gospel with somebody else, or the good news, and in doing so, we bear fruit when we lead somebody else to Christ. And as believers, our whole purpose is to obey God and share the good news and lead those in darkness into, or be light to those in darkness so they can find Christ also. And so as we carry out Jesus' plan through the power of the Holy Spirit, two things will become increasingly evident. And number one, we will treasure God's word in our heart. And it is in our heart that we carry the word. Remember where the scripture in Psalms talks about having the word, hiding the word in my heart, that we might not sin against God. So, and then when we study the word, that's one of the things we're going to find, is not the Bible, having the word on our table or carrying it around in our pocket or purse, but it's the word hidden in our heart. Because, you know, many times when you are out and you meet people, you don't have time to go get your Bible and find the scripture that you think fit them and share it with them. It's the word in you that you begin to speak, and as you follow the leading of the Holy Spirit, and it will make a difference in the life of the hearer. So we have to study the word, the Bible, so that we can learn how important it is to hide the word in our heart. And also we'll find out that God's character and his plan and his promise is made available to us. So we regularly study and develop our ability to think biblically. And the scripture tells us that if there be any virtue, think on these things. And it gives us a list of things to think about. And when we think about what God tells us to think about, our thoughts are going to be biblical. We're not going to be caught up in things going on around us on a daily basis. Our thoughts is going to be in heavenly things. And what did God want me to do today? How did God want me to handle this situation? What words of encouragement did God want me to share with this individual? And those are the kind of things that we'll be thinking on. And when we think like that, we deepen our relationship with the Father, which is what He wants us to do anyway.
Yeah.
So as we treasure the Word, hide it in our heart, we're going to grow spiritually, where our behavior is going to change. The way we used to handle things, when we operate, grow to the point that the fruit of the Spirit in us has developed, then our behavior as well as our attitude is going to be different. And the Word changes us. And not only us, but those that we minister the Word to, if they are serious about their walk with the Lord, they'll be changed also. And we know if we go to Galatians 5:22-23, it tells us about what the fruit of the Spirit is. So we will treasure the Word, but we also will adorn ourselves with kindness and truth, because we know that the truth is what make us free, and we know who the truth is if we've studied the Word in it all. So that's something, and adorning means like put on. And the scripture talks about putting on the armor, and the thing that we need to learn is not just put it on, but to keep it on. The only way to do that is that we dress ourselves every day with the Word, that we make sure that we walk according to the will of the Father. And in Psalms 91, it tells us that the truth is our shield and buckler. It is the truth of the Word that is our defense mechanism that allow us to be safeguarded, that the enemy can't, even though he desired to destroy us, but he can't even do us no harm. Anytime he touches us in any way, he has to have God's permission. And if God gives him permission, it is with purpose that it is to benefit us. And I'm going to read in Deuteronomy in just a minute to help us understand what the scriptures say concerning the things that we face with, because we know that Christian life is a journey. It is, you could also use the word process. It is something is not an overnight thing. It is a lifelong thing. It's like something that needs to work, we need to work on every day. So as we adorn ourselves with kindness and with truth, then there's two virtues. These two virtues are to be our constant companion. And the Lord wants us to speak the truth to one another and to ourselves. Have you ever thought about that you probably tell untruth to yourself more than you do anybody else? You're untrue to yourself more than anybody else. But then you also have a habit, as a believer, or we have a habit, that we don't always speak the truth to one another. We don't actually tell it like it is, for whatever reason. Sometimes it's because we think they won't receive it, and sometimes it's because that we think they won't accept it. And whatever the reason is, we are supposed to speak the truth but we're supposed to do it in love, tempered with compassion. And when that means whatever the situation is the other person is dealing with, if we operate in God's love, we're going to be compassionate with that person and not, you know, when we don't understand things sometimes, if we don't walk in love that God provides for us, then we will be hard on the individual and be critical of their situation, and also we try to make them accept what they are not, what they don't understand or can't, and we try to put them in with us in our category, and they may not have, if they newborns, they can't walk in the same place you walk in. If you've been walking with God 40 years and this is a newborn person, you have to operate out of love and compassion in order to help them grow to where they need to be so they can do the will of the Father also and bring somebody else along. So
yeah,
the presence of kindness helps us also to be able to protect the relationship that we have from danger, and it can also prevent discord and division. And we, I believe most of us have experienced some of that in our family life, in the home life, where and the scripture tells us that a house divided cannot stand. So, we need to really work on relationship before they fall apart. And, you know, when we see things get just a little bit shaky maybe, or just a little bit of a crack, we need to begin to pray to seek God for what we need to do to put that relationship back to where it's on solid ground. Because if we don't do that, the enemy looks for cracks and opportunities to break up relationships anyway, because if two is not walking together as one, then they will not be able to accomplish with the will of the Father. And so we have to make sure that we stay in the will of the Father so that we are covered by the blood, and that the enemy cannot destroy us by destroying the relationship we have with one another and with the Father. That is so important that we stay connected to the vine, operate in love, seek the will of the Father daily, and not walk in the flesh, because there is no good thing in the flesh, and all that the flesh will have us to do is stuff that will be displeasing to the Father. And in order to walk with the Holy Spirit and let the fruit of the Spirit grow in us, then we have to seek the Father daily, according to what Jesus taught the disciples. And he said, and when he told them how to pray, that he would say, this, you're supposed to do it daily. And he taught them all that they need to say and who they need to say it to. That hasn't changed. As born-again believers, we need to follow the things that Jesus taught his disciples and to seek him for guidance so that we can be fruitful is one of the things that still stands, that as a believer, we have to fulfill that promise. And John 10:10 tells us what the enemy comes to do in part A, but then if we go to part B, we see where Jesus said, I come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. That's what God is about. And we have to understand that we don't go the way of the world, but we stay where we can do the things that's pleasing to the Father. And at the same time, it is to be characterized by the fruitfulness that comes from following the perfect guide and comforter. Now, we know that is the Holy Spirit. I want to go over and read Deuteronomy chapter 8 and verse 1 and 2 before we close down. It said, all the commandments which I command thee this day shall ye observe to do, that ye may live and multiply and go in and possess the land which the Lord swore unto your fathers. Verse 2, he said, and thou shalt remember all the way which the Lord thy God led thee 40 years in the wilderness. To humble, that you listen, this is what God is saying, to humble thee and to prove thee or to test thee, to know or for you to learn what, to, so that the Lord could learn what was in thy heart, whether thou would keep his commandments or not. It was not just a haphazard something that happened to the Israelites. When they were led into the wilderness, they could have gone through, I believe if you study, it said 11 days, but they were out there 40 years. And the purpose is there. It says, verse 2, I'm going to read it again, and thou shalt remember all the way which the Lord thy God led thee these 40 years in the wilderness to humble thee. It wasn't the devil that taking the Israelites through what they were going through. And many things that we go through now, it's not the devil taking us through it. God said it was to humble thee and to prove thee or to test you, to know what was in thy heart, whether thou would keep his commandments or not. And God is still saying to us, we need to be careful that we keep the commandments of God, and when remember the scripture that we had a few weeks back, it was Romans 12:12. He said, be joyful in hope, be patient in affliction, and be faithful in prayer. God wants to know if we push come to shove, or we get things get hard, will we still praise him? Will we still operate in faith? Will we still operate in love? And James tells us about patience. Hebrew tells us about hope, because it's hope that leads us to faith, and it's faith that helps us to please God. And when we are faithful in prayer, Matthew 6:33 tells us that we seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And it also tells us in Thessalonians that we pray without ceasing. When all these things in place, then God know that we are one of his that he can trust. Then we will see the greater things unfolding, and God will allow us to be a vessel he used to help bring many into the kingdom. I pray that you receive something out of what I've said tonight, that the scriptures that you go back and read Deuteronomy 8:1-2, 1 Peter 4:12, John 15:5. These are just some of the scriptures that will help you to, of course, Proverbs, the key scripture, chapter 3:1-4. These are some of the scriptures that we can read to help us know what God requires of us, that we can continue to be fruitful and have life and have it more abundantly. God bless you, and back to you, Robert.
Thank God.
Thank you. All right. Thank you. Yes. Okay, moving right along. Our 30 seconds is coming from Linda Simpson. Is Linda, is you on tonight?
Yes, I'm reading from Psalms 8:1-5. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth. Who has set thy glory above the heavens. Out of the mouth of babes and sucklings hast thou ordained strength because of thine enemies, that thou mightest still the enemy and the avenger. When I consider thy heavens, the work of thy fingers, the moon and the stars which thou hast ordained, what is man that thou art mindful of him, and the son of man that thou visitest him? For thou hast made him a little lower than the angels, and hast crowned him with glory and honor. May the Lord add a blessing to the precious word of Christ.
Amen.
Thank you, Linda. Okay, let's go ahead and open the line up for him for an update.
Good evening. This is Mari. Good evening. I want to thank God for bringing me through. I fractured my lumbar, which is the lower part of my vertebrae bone in my back. I've hospitalized, had surgery. I'm home now, and I'm going through pain, and I can walk, but I'm thankful for God for healing me. Thank you.
This is Richard. We'd like to put Willie Ray Johnson on the prayer list, Michael Douglas for digging at my church, and Maxine Brown, my sister, who's dealing with a health ailment. Thank you.
Okay, Richard.
This is Deborah Jackson. I pray that I be blessed and see my 57th birthday Wednesday, and that I be blessed with long life, and I enjoy myself and just be blessed on my birthday, 57th birthday Wednesday.
Man, happy early birthday.
Happy early birthday.
Thank you.
Happy early birthday.
Yeah.
Happy early birthday.
Thank you.
This is Lorraine. I would like to put for prayer for my neighbor, Veronica Johnson. She's been sick the past 2 days with throwing up and some of everything. So just keep her in your prayers.
Thank you, Miss Lorraine.
Okay, no more inputs update. Moving right along. We'll go right into a roll call.
Good evening.
Good evening.
If no mistake, we had 39 people on the line last week, and we thank God for you. Me and Virginia.
Here.
Dennis and Sandy.
Here.
Richard and Willamette.
Yeah.
Janet and Juanita.
Yeah.
Robert and Portia.
Yeah.
Olis. Gloria.
Here.
Okay. Reverend Madden.
Yeah.
Pastor Burwell.
Here.
Grayson.
Here.
Sandy Mangum.
Here.
Denise. Maud.
Here.
Deborah. Bradford.
Bobby. Here. Here.
Linda Simpson.
Here.
George. Devil.
Here.
Lorraine.
Here.
Ken and Carla.
Hey.
Chris and Dorcas.
Here.
Josephine.
Here.
Carla.
Here.
Charlotte.
Here.
Renee. Angela.
Here.
Darius.
Here.
Kamala.
Here.
Ashante.
Here.
Kim.
Here.
Tana.
Here.
Paul.
Here.
Honda. Miss Jessica. Francis.
Here.
Michael.
Here.
Tanya White. Fran. Valencia. Lisa. Evelyn. Did I miss anyone?
Yes, I'm new. My name is Winnie.
Winnie.
W-I-N-N-I-E. Yes, Winnie.
Oh, okay. Anybody else? Okay, back to you, Robert. Thank you.
Hey, thank you, Linda. Okay, for next week, our opening prayer will be done by Richard Jones. Our 32nd. It will be Danny Yelton. And moving along. Okay, we're going to go ahead and turn it over to Pastor Burwell for our closing prayer.
Most precious Heavenly Father God, we thank you for another Thursday night. We thank you for everyone that's on the line tonight, God. Lord, without you, we are nothing. We are not able to do anything without you holding our hand, directing us which way to go. We need your guidance, God. We need your wisdom, God. We need you to be with us and help us through any trial, any test that we may go through, God. Search each one of our heart, God. Lord, we want to be clean. We want to be right, God. If any wickedness in us, move it out, God, and strengthen us, God, and direct us which way to go, God. We appreciate what you've done for us, God. We thank you for Mother teaching the Word of God. God, continue to give us strength. Use her, God, and help us to receive the Word of God. Oh, God, let it sink deep in our heart that we will act on the Word of God. Lord, it give us life. It give us hope, God, and help us through each and every trial, each and every test that we may face each and every day. God, help build our faith up, God, that we will walk upright, Jesus. We will shun evil, God. We will do the things that is pleasing to you. Lord, if anything that's not right, move it out, God. Lord, and save us, God, before it's too late, God. Oh, God, sometimes it seems like the bottom falls out. God, I ask you to help us to stay in your plan. Stay in your divine will, oh God, and walk the way that you have us to walk. Talk the way that you have us to talk. God, bless everyone tonight, even the one that have requests, God. Lord, the sick and the shut in, God. Lord, I ask you to touch their body. You said, by your stripes, we are healed, God. You are a deliverer, God. Oh God, you said, by your stripes, we are healed, God. Lord, I thank you for recovering. Speedily recovering. God, touch our mind, Jesus. Oh, God, help us to present our body a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto you, God, which is our reasonable service, God. Lord, I thank you tonight for everything that you've done and what you're about to do, God. Continue to bless us going in and coming out, God. Bless my granddaughter, Jesus. Lord, bless her tonight, Lord. Don't let the enemy destroy our children. Hallelujah. Lord, I thank you, God.
Thank
you told
Jesus.
Us to put our care, put all our trust in you, Father. God, we ask you to turn it around tonight, God. We plead the blood of Jesus against you, Satan. Oh, God, take your filthy hand off of God's people in the name of Jesus. God, you said you lift
Thank
I'll be standing against
yes,
any
Lord.
Enemy,
yes,
God. Oh, God, we believe you tonight, God.
Yes,
oh, God, we walk by faith,
yes,
God, and not
name,
by sight, God. Oh, God, we put it in your hand, Jesus.
Yes.
Oh, God, we're looking for the outcome. We're
yes,
looking
God.
For you to turn our situation
yes,
around,
yes,
God. Oh, God, touch our body, God. Oh, God,
yes,
and heal
Lord.
It, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Give
yes,
us the strength that we need, God, from
yes,
day to
Lord.
Day, God. Oh, God, have your way tonight,
yes,
Lord. I look to you, God. You told
yes,
us to look to the hill from which cometh
yes,
our help, God.
Yes,
it's
God.
Not only from
thank
you, God, who made the heavens
hallelujah.
And God, oh God, you have all power in your hands, God.
Yes,
oh, God, I ask
yes,
you to guide us tonight,
you.
Lord. Oh God, make us sleep,
hallelujah.
Sweet God.
Yes,
oh, God,
Lord,
be with each one of us tonight, God.
Yes, yes.
Let us not
yes,
take
Lord.
It for granted, God.
Yes.
But
yes,
be with
Lord.
Us, God. Lord, and take care of every one of us, God.
Lord,
if we have a
thank
problem,
you,
let us carry to
say
you, God.
Thank
oh, God, we thank you so much, God.
Thank
we
you,
found
Jesus.
The enemy right now, God.
Lord,
I believe
Lord.
You, Jesus. Hallelujah. I believe
Lord,
you, God, that you want to do it tonight, Lord. In the name of Jesus.
In the name
oh,
of
God, there is
yes,
power, God,
yes,
in your
yes,
name, God.
Oh,
God, bless us tonight as we
yes,
depart
yes.
from you, God.
Oh,
God, and not from your word, God. But we
yes.
ask you to bless us, God. Let the words of our mouth, God, and the meditation of our heart, God, be acceptable, God, in thy sight. In
yes,
Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
God, praise God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.